awkwardly transition to introducing our guest.
So excited about our guest today, Lawrence Beatty, founder of Organic Tunes, guitar virtuoso, and all-around cool guy. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what do you want to talk about first? Your new CD, Live in Seattle, of which we just heard the first track, Summer Highway. What do you want to talk about?
Anything. You guys just ask me questions. I'll tell you whatever you want.
All right. Well, I want to talk about the CD.
Okay.
It was recorded where and why and how?
Well, basically, it was recorded at two different shows. One, the Highway 99 Blues Club in Seattle, and that was in September 11, 2008. And then this last show was July 11th in the Mix Club in Georgetown. And so anyways, my whole philosophy is to record all our live shows. Because to me, that's just another live album. It's another album to put out there. And we're really kind of built around doing a live show. That's really our forte. And so that's kind of why I went with the live album, debut live album, just because I want to showcase the musicianship of all the musicians playing.
Well, I approve of that because so many musicians nowadays are prepackaged. And then when you see them live, you're either disappointed or you feel like they don't really have the chops that you want them to have. And when you see people, there's nothing like going to live performance.
Yeah.
And people need to get out of their homes and go and because it's magical.
Yeah. And see, one of the things that we support here on the Menage, not only local musicians and emerging artists, but really, really good musicians. And what I like about your sound is that it really harkens back to the classic rock sound of like Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Led Zeppelin, and you're just not hearing that on commercial radio.
Yeah.
Like everybody's asking who's the next Led Zeppelin. They don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And that was kind of, my biggest influences are, you know, Hendrix and Zeppelin and Cream and Ray Charles and really just all the really great musicians back in the day. And it's like, I'm not really trying to repurpose that sound. It's just, you know, that sound is really just kind of organic and rootsy because it's, you know, it's blues, jazz, fusion music. And so you don't hear that a lot because everything's so overproduced and all, you know, the mainstream's pushing out rap, hip hop, country and pop. And it's like, that's like the easiest manufactured produced music there is. So they're basically just throwing a vocal on a lot of digital instruments, drums, bass, and all that. And so I'm just kind of going, hey, we want to raise the profile of great musicianship again. Because I think there's three generations out there right now, baby boomers, X generation, teenagers, who are kind of like wanting to see the next Led Zeppelin and Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to see the next Britney Spears.
Right. Well,
we don't even want to see this Britney Spears.
Yeah. No.
Does she even want to see herself anymore?
No. Britney has issues.
Right.
We've had her under surveillance for weeks. And I'm kind of tired of it.
Yes. She's not doing anything. But I love that because you see bands where, you know, there are kids in their late teens, early 20s. They're sort of cute, even though the boy bands nowadays look like they haven't bathed in a month. Like everybody has the scruffiness and that they have that look like we're trying to look hip and cool, and what they really look like are borderline homeless. And then they learn four chords.
Death Cab for Cutie, we're talking to you.
Yes, Death Cab.
Well, New Kids on the Block, they made a reunion like type album. They came back this last summer.
Well, see, you know,
they always looked well put together.
Well, but they're not very overproduced.
Oh, yeah, overproduced.
Yeah,
crap.
Very true. But you know, a kid learns four chords and thinks he's a rock star.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And there is a huge discipline in any art form toward being really masterful. And a lot of the pop music is fun and cute, but it shouldn't replace real musicianship.
Exactly. Yeah. Since the late '60s, it seems like the labels have taken more control. They have taken more control of the whole end-to-end, you know, making music and distributing it and whatnot. And because of that, they've lost the artistry in the whole thing, which it's like, you know, people are like, say Jimi Hendrix comes out and so then the labels go, okay, well, there's an audience for that. So let's try and make somebody that sounds like Hendrix or whatever and stuff. But people don't understand that. The labels have tried to put the kind of like a business process onto actually making music, and you just can't do that because it comes from organically from the people making the music. You can't remake somebody.
I want people to split the difference because I understand that we live in a quasi-capitalistic society, but the search for the next thing that's going to make a bucket full of money is now replacing the artistry. And yeah. there's got to be some sort of a way where artists and the administration that runs all of the different record labels, which are dinosaurs now. I mean, everybody is indie now. Nobody really needs a record label anymore except for tour support. But there's got to be a middle ground between making money and losing the artistry.
I agree. And so that's kind of where the Organic Tunes came from was, I came from the corporate world, and about 3 years ago, just kind of finally said, screw it, I'm going to be a musician 100% and do it. And so I thought, well, I got a business background, so I can do this whole indie thing. But at the end of the day, I found out there's so much to do. There's so much to do. And what the labels would supposed to do for a band, such as, marketing, promotion, distribution, putting them on tour and all that kind of stuff, a band needs all that to actually raise their profile and get out there in front of the masses, and so it takes money and whatnot. And so that's what the labels provide. Right now, the labels are just dying because you talk about making a that they're looking for the big hit, but they don't even have the big hits because they're trying to sell shit to an audience who wants to see Led Zeppelin.
We're going to take a quick break and be back with more Beatty.
Do I have to arrest somebody now?
Yes. A little bit.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry.